So I don't know if any of you thought today, so why are we celebrating the feast day of Cyril and Methodius? This is the 14th of February, the day of love, the day of St. Valentine. Well, we don't really know very much about St. Valentine at all, but we do know a lot about St. Cyril and Methodius, and I'll return to them in a minute. The readings that we have today are so appropriate given the men that we are celebrating this morning. As we've been doing over the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've been reading through the story of David and his successors, the story of Solomon. And if you were at Mass yesterday, you remember that God judges Solomon because as an old man, his heart turned away from the Lord. He no longer listened to God. And when leaders no longer listen to God, it leads to division. And the division that would happen would be subsequent to Solomon's death, when his son Rehoboam would become the king, and Jeroboam, the person at the heart of today's reading, would assume responsibility for the 10 tribes that divided from the southern tribes at the time of the civil war between Judah and Israel. What is significant about the Old Testament reading is that unity does not just happen. What is much more common is disunity. Disunity happens when people, rather than listening to God, listen to themselves. Rather than following the will of God, follow their own will. And the story of Israel, the story of Judah, as we will read in the days to come, is the unfolding of increasing disunity. But Jesus always comes to bring unity. And what a beautiful text we have from the gospel. As I said in the introduction to the Mass, Mark is the only one who tells this story. It's not found in Luke, it's not found in John or in Matthew. And what's significant about it is that once the deaf man can hear and his speech is released, I love the way St. Mark puts it, he spoke plainly. He spoke plainly, he spoke with clarity, he spoke with purpose, he spoke with unity. And I've entitled this morning's homily, Plain Speaking Cyril. For you see, Cyril and Methodius were brothers, and they had a calling to take the gospel to the Slavonic people, the area that we would now call the Czech Republic and those parts of Eastern Europe. And what they did that was so remarkable is they recognize the importance of being able to preach in the vernacular tongue. So they didn't give their homilies in Latin, but in the language of the people, so that the people could hear and to understand what it was that was being conveyed to them. And they also developed an alphabet, which has now subsequently become modern-day Russian. And the stories told of Methodius, the brother of Cyril, that towards the end of his life, within 8 months, he translated the whole of the Bible into the language of the Slavic people. And what we want to celebrate today is how these two men, because of their understanding of the nature of the gospel and what it was to be those who spoke plainly, sought to bring about unity of the church in Eastern Europe. Now, of course, there were those who opposed them, those who said what they were doing was wrong. But here we are, all of these centuries later, for Cyril died on this day in the year 869. So here we are, all of these centuries later, after the year 869, remembering Cyril and his brother. I'd like to share with you some of Cyril's plain speaking words. We actually have a record of the words that he spoke before dying. Interestingly, up until 50 days before his death, he was known as Constantine. But then 50 days before he died, he became a monk, and he took the religious name Cyril. And as he was dying, he prayed these plain words. They're beautiful words. First of all, what I'm reading are the words of the person reporting on being with Cyril at the time of his death. When the time came for him to set out from this world to the peace of his heavenly homeland, Cyril prayed to God with his hands outstretched and his eyes filled with tears. Listen to this beautiful prayer. O Lord my God, you have created the choirs of angels and spiritual powers. You have stretched forth the heavens and established the earth, creating all that exists from nothing. You hear those who obey your will and keep your commands with holy fear. Hear my prayer and protect your faithful people, for you have established me as their unsuitable and worthy servant. Keep them free from harm and the worldly cunning of those who blaspheme you. Build up your church and gather all into unity. Make your people known for the unity and profession of their faith. Inspire the hearts of your people with your word and your teaching. You called us to preach the gospel of your Christ and to encourage them to lives and works pleasing to you. There are the words of plain speaking Cyril, someone who saw and understand his life in relation to the glory of heaven, and someone, because he understood what it was to be obedient to God, recognized that above all else, we are to always seek unity in a world that so easily becomes divided, and indeed in a church that can also easily become divided. May we hear, may we speak with the same kind of clarity, the same kind of conviction, the same purpose that St. Cyril and his brother Methodius embodied in the 9th century. St. Cyril and Methodius, pray for us.